Hello and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist at Colonial. And today we are going to talk about body odor. Maybe not body odor, but something that can
about
help with body odor.
Not having body
about
odor.
Not. Yeah, that's good. That's good. This is formulation number 4042, and it is a natural deodorant. It is aluminum-free, and this one is 100% natural.
Natural, yes. So yeah, we've done a couple deodorant formulas in the past. One that was semi-natural, another one that was kind of a gel stick formula that was 100% natural. This is another all-natural formula, but it is more of a cream stick version, oil-based instead of being water-based.
Right, and so we have one of our new-ish products, Colomols 3GO. That is polyglycerol 3 oleate. Is that helping, like, incorporate all of the creaminess?
Yeah, so it is a skin-compatible emollient and humectant, and it's oil-soluble, so it was, you know, good for this formula that is oil and butter-based. It's an ester of oleic acid and a glycerin polymer, so that's where the emolliency and humectancy comes in.
And then it also has our Colonial Monolaurin, which is glycerol laurate, mm-hmm. and that's kind of providing the odor protection and also feels nice on the skin.
Right, yeah, that's the antimicrobial, so working against the bad-smelling bacteria and then keeping the stick itself fresh because there's not an actual preservative in here.
You used cocoa and shea butter in this. Could you use one more than the other? Was that like a personal preference?
Yeah, the butters are in there to help solidify the stick, but they'll also, you know, like melt against the skin, so mm-hmm. you get a good amount of payout. The cocoa butter hardens a little bit more than the shea, so you can probably mix those up a bit, but just be aware that it could affect the hardness of the bar.
Right.
We also have fatty alcohol in there to help harden the bar, the cetyl alcohol, and an emollient, the caprylic caprate triglyceride.
So you have a good portion of kaolin clay in here. What is that?
So that is to absorb moisture. A lot of natural formulas will use sodium bicarbonate baking soda as the odor inhibiting ingredient.
Known that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look at the back of my deodorant ingredient.
Yeah, it's it also absorbs the moisture here. So we have the monolaurin kind of working against the odor and the kaolin also, which is absorbing moisture. We wanted to do a baking soda free one because some people have issues with baking soda and irritation. It's higher alkalinity, so this one's a bit milder on the skin.
I did not know that. So this is a natural deodorant, but you're not just, like, rubbing some dirt on you, right? It doesn't have that feeling. It's very creamy.
No. I mean, a lot of them are. Have you tried natural deodorants before?
No, they don't really work for me.
I'm also not really a natural deodorant person myself, but I tried a few before we made all these. And some of them are really gritty and just, like, they don't feel good.
I think that's what makes me not want to use them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one goes on really smoothly, non-sticky. I like it a lot, actually.
All right, so this is a deodorant. Molly loves making deodorants in the lab.
No, it's so much better now that I don't try to do the dome.
Do the dome, yeah. Don't make the dome. There's no need. So this, you do have to heat this up into liquid form, and then we pour it into a stick mold.
Right, yeah, you have to heat it up to melt all the ingredients. I actually feel like it's pretty easy to put together. If, like with the other natural formula that we have, you have to heat a lot higher and you have to have that neutralizing step with the stearic acid. So this one actually goes together really easily. But yeah, you just hot pour them to the containers, let them cool. It doesn't take long to solidify. Good to go.
All right. So this is formulation number 4042. It is a natural deodorant. It is aluminum-free, baking soda-free, preservative-free, and dye-free. It features Colonial Monolaurin and Colomols 3GO. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.